It's Bastille Day, and in Paris, the US President Donald Trump and the French President Emmanuel Macron will stand side by side for the annual parade down the Champs-Élysées. The French president welcomed his US counterpart with an official military ceremony before the two leaders started talks on the conflicts in Syria and Iraq in particular. But this visit also is aimed at reaffirming historic ties between France and America amid tensions over Donald Trump's withdrawal, of course, from the Paris Climate Agreement.
I disagree about the reading we have of the Paris Agreement, and we have disagreements about this accord and about the decision made by President Trump.
Something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. We'll see what happens. But we will talk about that over the coming period of time. And if it happens, that'll be wonderful. And if it doesn't, that'll be okay too.
Donald Trump and Emmanuel Macron before him, together at a press conference in Paris overnight. President Trump suggesting, quote, that something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. Sylvie Kaufman is the editorial director and columnist for Le Monde in Paris. Sylvie Kaufman, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Hello.
Sylvie, we all remember that handshake between Emmanuel Macron and Donald Trump back in May, and yet here we have the French president inviting Donald Trump as guest of honour on Bastille Day. What's brought this about? Is this a change in atmospherics between these two men?
Yes, there's definitely a change of atmosphere. I don't think there's a change of positions. I think from the very beginning, Emmanuel Macron wanted to show Donald Trump that he was not a young man to be impressed, you know, that he could, he wants to be seen as equal. And I think that was the meaning of that handshake, which personally I thought I found a little bit ridiculous, because this is really this kind of competition between alpha males. You know, it's a bit childish, really. But they made he made his point apparently, and Donald Trump got the message. And when they, you know, they've been seeing a lot of each other lately. This today, that was their fourth formal meeting for in less than 2 months. So they've had time to start to establish a rapport, really. And they now seem to be quite comfortable with each other. But I think the real reason, of course, the official reason Emmanuel Macron extended this invitation to President Trump is that this year is the centenary of the intervention of the United States in the First World War. Along with the French army. So it was planned long ago that U.S. Army soldiers would take part in the military parade in on the Champs-Élysées tomorrow for Bastille Day on National Day. And traditionally, when there are foreign forces taking part in this military parade, the head of state is invited. So that was the official reason.
Right.
And the political... the political reason is that, and I think President Macron made that quite clear in his press conference, in their joint press conference, is that France is really heavily engaged in this war against terrorism, and France needs the support of the US for this.
Yes, the US still remains the world leader when it comes to terrorism, doesn't it, really? It's a key
absolutely.
Player.
Absolutely. Right.
Sylvie, I agree with you about the handshake and the analysis of all of that. But we also had, of course, Emmanuel Macron at the time when Donald Trump announced the US would withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Emmanuel Macron responding with that speech when he says and sending out on social media, make our planet great again. So he made a point of standing up to Donald Trump. Now we have Donald Trump in that clip we heard overnight in Paris saying something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. We'll see what happens. We'll talk about over the coming period. If it happens, that would be wonderful. If it doesn't, that would be okay too. What do you make of that?
Well, this is typical Trump speak, isn't it? I mean, what can you make of this? It's a bit confusing. What I see is that Emmanuel Macron has always been very, very firm on this climate change issue, on the Paris Accord. This is something he's really been adamant that he wanted to press ahead with it, whether the US are taking part or not. is taking part or not. But the reality, and also I think Western countries who are really committed to make this agreement work are trying to work around, you know, the White House, trying to get the cooperation of American states individually, of big cities, you know. But the fact is that it's really much, much easier if the government is part of it. So my impression is that President Macron never really gave up completely the hope that he could bring Trump to accept or not, you know, to move a little bit. So I don't know. It's very Macron didn't say anything during the press conference. He said, you know, we know that we have disagreements. We shared our disagreements, but you know, we'll continue to talk.
Yes.
He didn't give any hint that it could succeed. Then there was this mysterious comment from Trump. You know, who knows what who knows what he will decide?
Who knows? Depends on how convincing or persuasive your president is. You're listening to RM Breakfast. Sylvie Kaufman is the editorial director and columnist with Le Monde. Sylvie, you tweeted yesterday, it's a busy week for Macron. He's hosted Angela Merkel, Donald Trump. He'll meet with Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday. So he's
right.
Clearly exerting his influence and his profile on the world stage. But your president has also hit a bit of a stumbling block. Is perhaps his first this week at the G20. In that speech, he described Africa's problems as civilizational, and there at home he's been accused of racism by some.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the gloss being taken off Emmanuel Macron?
No, I think that was, you know, sometimes he has this this way of expressing himself, which I mean, that you could describe as blunders, which are interpreted, which have a very negative impact. And this is another one of them. I think, you know, I mean, I don't want to interpret his thoughts because he hasn't commented further on this. But my impression is that what he meant is that you need both the developed world and the developing world need to do their share of, you know, of the work. And we must help developing countries, especially in light of this huge migration crisis.
Yes.
We have to help them in order to, you know, so that people could stay at home rather than living in such risky conditions.
Okay.
But then they also have to do their share. And, you know, like with birth controls and, you know, I don't know. But the way he expressed itself was, I think, not very adroit, you know.
Okay.
Not very skillful, yes.
Sylvie, thank you for your time this morning. Good luck to your country today. I know Bastille Day, it's a year since the terror attack in Nice, so I'm sure people are feeling
right.
A little nervous. But thank you for joining us, and I hope we can speak
thank
again soon
much.
For more analysis okay. of your president. I love this description of him as Jupiterian. I'd like to talk about that further another day. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sylvie Kaufman, editorial director and columnist for Le Monde.